Ruben Gallego to step down as head of campaign group to focus on Senate bid. By Jacob Bliss on January 27, 2023. Representative Ruben Gallego, Diaz, will step down as the head of Bold PAC, the political arm of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, CHC, at the end of the quarter to focus on his 2024 Senate bid. This comes on the heels of his Senate bid announcement on Monday and recent re-election to serve another term as head of the PAC after a strong midterm election cycle. The PAC, under Gallego, reportedly bought 9 new members to the CHC, in addition to defending all of the incumbents who were up for re-election. Being able to leave with the highest amount of Latino Democrats ever in Congress is something that I can be very proud of, he told The Hill. Noting that he would like to stay in the position, he stated, I would love to, but I always promised my Bold PAC members that they would be my top concern, my primary concern and my entire focus. I don't want to put at risk a lot of the successes we've had at Bold PAC. And while I'm going to start doing a little less here, I'm still going to be involved. But then I also have a baby girl coming soon too, which is also going to take up some of my attention, he added. While jumping into his own Senate race in Arizona, Gallego has already had some experience with Senate races as the PAC's chair and on the organization's independent expenditure side. Notably, more than 30% of Arizona is Latino, and the state has never elected a Hispanic senator. On Monday, after being in the House of Representatives since 2015, he announced his candidacy through an English and Spanish video that stressed his military service and experience growing up as a first-generation American with a single mother. He will likely be running against Senator Kyrsten Sinema, Iaz, who became an independent after the last election cycle. However, Sinema has yet to officially announce if she will run for re-election, in addition to whether it would be in the Democrat primary or as a third-party candidate, which would cause a split ticket on election night, giving the upper hand to a strong Republican candidate. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.